Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What a beautiful morning. Sunshine and 70 today. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin and Christine Sorensen for this hour.
Christine Griffin. What are you doing with the Sorensen thing? It's
I'll
not
just
her
say,
name.
Marty's wife, Christine. Marty. Gosh. Christine has
what?
She has an identity and image of her own.
Uh-huh. Why don't
really?
We just use both for this show? Christine Sorensen.
Oh, for this
Griffin.
Show?
Okay. From
that's
now
what
on,
I usually use if I'm, you know, being formal or I can't remember if I'm at work or at home. I'll just say Christine Sorensen Griffin.
That's what I will do to
go.
Introduce you.
Perfect.
Every
Christine
week.
Griffin is her name on the paper.
They're already arguing. We
that
didn't
exists
even get
in
started.
The courts.
This is like therapy. You're right.
Notice whose wife isn't here.
Oh.
Why is that, Larry?
Oh.
She's got her socks on. I can tell you that.
She's smart.
Yeah. Meanwhile, so uh-huh. There was an anticipation, I've got to tell you.
We got socks on in our house quite a bit too, Larry. You know
all morning long, I had hoped your 12-year-old son Vince would come in. I thought it'd be fun to talk to him, but it's Yom Kippur, and it's a very important Jewish holiday, so the kids are off school, Mount Lebanon,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he decided that he wanted to play with his friends instead of come in and
whatever.
Be on with Dad.
He literally sent me a note. I'm not coming. I have other things to do this morning.
He literally wrote that?
He did.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's
not
show
funny.
Me the text.
I don't think it's funny.
I have other things to do.
See, oh, I wouldn't God. Let him get away with that, but you do.
Well, I did not know it was important to you to
I
have him
I told you this
here.
Last night. See, this is what happens.
Well, this is a misunderstanding.
I go to sleep, and it hits the fan. Can I ask you something about nighttime? Why the hell do you let them set off explosions downstairs when you know I'm trying to sleep?
Yeah, I saw that text. I don't know where I was because I didn't hear anything.
See?
And I saw
see,
it like an hour later.
Wait a minute. You text her from upstairs to tell her
I am going to hurt someone.
He literally wrote, I will kill someone if they are not quiet.
She doesn't care.
You know what's funny is I had a similar issue where...
Shocking.
If I'm going to bed early... My wife, the kids, she lets them get away with stuff.
Right.
And
thank
it's
you.
Like, wait, if that was, oh, when her dad would take a nap, you know, everybody had to shut it down.
Honey, so, read this. Jump up real quick and read this. What your son said to me when I told him to come on today. Read it verbatim so people don't think I'm lying.
All right. I want to do stuff this morning. Also, I thought I was going to be on the whole time. Oh, he meant because I had to get there like 45 minutes early.
So what?
Bubba and Shelly.
Here's the thing. This is what happens in our house. Daddy goes to sleep. The crap hits the fan. They have band practice. It's almost like she grabs them once I try to go to sleep and says, all right, kids, get out your trombones.
Band practice?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, kids, break some stuff. Scream and yell. Pretend you're in the movie Psycho. Daddy's trying to sleep. This is what happens every night now.
You're angry.
I'm edgy.
You're edgy now.
I'm edgy.
This new...
Sucks.
I think you need more sleep.
Regiment.
Whatever.
And
yeah,
less work.
Thus the point at 11 at night
right.
when you're holding band practice downstairs.
How late do you let your 12-year-old son stay up?
Well, on weeknights, like school nights, 10. And then last night it was midnight because he didn't have school today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Larry, honey, tell him the truth.
What?
When he's online playing that stupid game with his friends, Minecraft.
His voice is very loud. He has like one of those voices that carries.
Like
you
dad's.
Know? And it is right at the base of the stairs.
And they scream at the top of their lungs.
Oh, yeah. They get very animated.
Am I being fair in saying they make this noise?
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
I'm being
no, that's
fair
true.
In saying I'm trying to sleep because I get up in 4 hours.
It is. Absolutely.
And I'm being fair in saying you don't do anything about it. So
I
text
know.
You and threaten to burn
know.
Down the house.
I don't know where I was. Maybe I was in the basement doing laundry or something.
Oh, see. Nice. Oh, Larry, nice. The martyr
you
routine.
You like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The martyr routine.
She was doing
like
the duties that you won't do, apparently. Uh-huh. Have you ever done laundry? Ever.
Oh, he's good about that. I can't.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very, very please, helpful man. Around the house. He does laundry, dishes,
thank
most
you.
Of the cooking.
Pay the bills.
Oh, yeah.
Pick
he
up
does
the
most
kids.
Of the-
I'm a great father, just bottom line.
He does
line.
Most of the cooking on the weekends.
And I'm the bad cop.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I have no complaints over here.
Hold on a second. Why am I always the bad cop? Like, why wouldn't you tell him this morning, get your lazy ass
honestly,
up
I would
and come
have,
with me to work?
I did not know it was important to you because initially when we had the conversation, you weren't sure you wanted to have him on.
Okay.
So that's why I thought, well, it probably
selective memory,
really matter.
Larry.
Well, maybe down the road when they have a rare Wednesday off, we can have Vince in.
Larry, I'm going to do something right now. And I'm going to, in my mind.
Hey, they're off Monday. I'll bring him in.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to do something right now and I'm going to predict her reaction. Okay. What did you do when I showed you an $11,000 credit card bill?
Laugh.
Larry, Larry, brother, what did you just say?
I laughed.
You laughed.
Yeah, I always do when I get uncomfortable.
Larry, so I showed her an $11,000 credit card bill, which is the gross national product of a lot of third world countries. Look, Larry, see?
Well,
my
he's
brother.
Funny, too. He's funny. So sometimes it's hard to distinguish when I'm embarrassed or when it's actually I'm just laughing because it's funny.
Understood.
Hey, Larry.
Here, as Marty would say, I want to drill down on this.
Larry, Lisa Lucina says she will never take her socks off if you keep it up.
We'll have more.
Duh.
I want to drill down on.
Welcome to Larry's World.
Yeah, coming up on the Big K Morning Show, we're live with Christine Sorensen Griffin. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, and Christine Sorensen Griffin in
Where's
studio.
Cindy? Where's Cindy?
She's probably working out.
Hold on, though. Why
right
won't
now.
She come on this show?
She's working out.
Why
this
won't
is,
she come on this show?
As she's told me, this is my thing that I do.
You're
I
afraid.
Like. She's doing
What
that.
Are you afraid of, man?
She works out. That's
You can't handle the truth, man.
What do you mean?
You can't.
I don't want her on the show.
See, there you go. Bam. At least he finally answered.
She texted you.
It did take me years to agree to come on.
Why yeah, is I, that? Why?
And
Why?
It's nerve-wracking.
It gets you out of your comfort zone, let's
yes,
be honest, even as husband and wife. But
right.
you, there's a difference. You are a prominent...
Right, I'm a public person.
Public figure.
Yeah.
And people don't know my wife unless they grew up in South Oakland.
Love her.
And she is famous there.
Yeah, well, anyway...
Hold on, let me throw the number out, because sometimes people won't ask questions. 866. You want to ask questions, jump in here. 866. 391-1020, 866-391-1020. We'd love to hear from you.
How about you talking about raising kids and different theories of how to do that? How about this story Big Boss Dave gave us from NYU, where a chemistry professor, the students signed a petition complaining that he was too difficult. The class was too difficult. So they got him fired.
Whoa, that's interesting.
Chemistry is difficult. I don't know.
Hey, honey, how often do our kids come home and tell us, my teacher's awful? And
oh,
what
yeah.
do I tell them? You can't.
You don't get to pick your teachers. Or
you don't
your
get
boss,
to pick your boss.
Or, yeah.
It's called life.
Yeah. You just
well,
got
that's,
a deal.
That is actually good advice because just because one element of what you're doing, in this case, sometimes it is your boss, sometimes coworkers, you don't get along, but you can't just quit everything every time things get difficult.
Well, you come to work, and if someone's lips are moving, they're complaining about their boss. And I've talked to Larry about this. I've talked to Christine about this. We've all worked for idiot bosses. It's kind of the game because we think we know more. But at the end of the day, you got to perform. And if I told my kids this, and honey, you've been sitting there where I say, hey, look, you can't quit that class like you can't quit your job. If you spend your life doing that, you're going to be a failure. Right, honey?
Absolutely. No, it's a good lesson because you're right. Going forward, I mean, what's the alternative? You can't just
right.
quit everything you do because you don't like one person or, you know, the person in charge. You have to make it work. And it is a good lesson.
And there's a tendency for a lot of young people not to stick with things at least a little while longer.
Great point.
And they quit jobs in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
And our big boss, Dave, fortunately loves us, Christine.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
I'm proud of you guys. Let's go to Julie in Springdale. Julie, good morning.
Yes, how are you?
Welcome
Hi.
To the Big K Morning Show. What's on your mind?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just calling in. I'm waiting to go to work. I'm a nurse. And I think, Christine, you are the bravest woman in the world
Whoa.
To come on the show this morning.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Why
I appreciate that.
What do you
See
mean?
People sticking up for me.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it could be two against one there. And Marty, you're like really giving it to her, you know.
Well, it's not two against one. I'm just the intermediary here. I stay neutral.
No, she thinks she's St. Teresa, and Larry thinks he's Mr. Rogers, and I'm the only guy that tells the truth.
Oh,
wow.
See what I'm saying?
I disagree with that.
No, Mother Teresa. I'm sorry about St. Teresa.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, Julie.
You guys have a wonderful day. I'm going to work.
As Jack Bogut would say, smile. The fresh air is good for your teeth.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, nurse.
You're welcome.
I appreciate what you guys have done in the last 3 years,
let alone. Oh, my gosh, they've been tested.
Yeah, awesome. 866-391-1020. Can I tell my Al Julia story?
Yeah.
Is it long, man? Because most
people...
No,
it's not long.
Okay, because sometimes they are.
34 years ago, Christine, my first day on the job, KDK TV.
Black and white TV.
I went into the newsroom. The first person that greeted me was Wayne Van Dyne. He said, Larry, if I can help you with anything, take it to Wayne. He was our consumer reporter.
I remember Wayne.
I said, yeah, where's the men's room? He pointed. I go in the men's room. I open the door. There's Al Julius. Now, Al was this commentator, great writer, orator. And I swear to God, he screams at me. I never met the man in my life. And I grew up seeing him. He goes, get out! Get out!
What?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, wow, what's happening here? And he goes, get out of this business while there's still time. And he walked out.
He did not.
First day on the job, I never talked to him again.
Wayne Van Dyne.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
And I loved Wayne. Wayne was the greatest consumer reporter ever. And Larry, he had a can on his desk.
Spittoon.
It was a Maxwell House coffee can.
Yep.
And he spit tobacco chews in it. And I was there the day it spilled.
Oh, no.
It was unbelievable.
And then I worked at WTA Paul Long and Joe DiNardo. And
how did Paul Long read the news, Larry?
This is Paul Long. I'm here with Christine Sorensen. And
Griffin.
Here's the latest news.
Griffin.
Yes, Griffin. Let's go to Joe DiNardo for the forecast. What's up? Well... Showers, Paul. More showers tomorrow. Particulates in Hazelwood. About 52. That's it. Here's Don.
Hey, before... Don Cannon.
Yeah.
I anchored with Don when I first started here. Co-anchor the weekends.
Oh, wow.
At Channel 4, KDKA, when we came back.
Before we get past the kids thing, admittedly, I am the bad cop, right?
Hands down. I'm horrible at enforcing rules.
Yes. Why, though?
I don't know. It's very uncomfortable for me. I'm a rule follower, so
yeah,
I guess
are.
I did not have to. I was like almost never had to be disciplined growing up. I don't know.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It
just
perfect.
Any kind of conflict makes me very uncomfortable.
I'm Sophia. Not real good with conflict either.
Right. See, this is why Larry and I are alike. Exactly.
My wife, she dives right in. Just
right.
Mother
Teresa, Mr. Rogers. Here
yeah.
we are.
Yeah, when she said two against one, I think it's you and me.
Against me. I'm being bullied.
I didn't think of it.
My self-righteousness.
You're being bullied.
By the pacifists over here.
Yeah.
By the elitists. The perfectionists.
Marty, we just want to get along. And
they never had to go to confession. I was there every day.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just saying, bro. Oh,
what grade school did you go to?
Sacred Heart.
Sacred Heart and then Central Catholic.
Confession. Oh, my. You make up these. First of all, you'd commit a sin. Then you'd commit another sin by lying about the sins you didn't tell them you committed.
That's a sin.
Boy, that was a waste.
925, this is KDKA.
Woo, from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Kath, you can feel the therapy starting to kick in.
That's it. We still have a little bit of traffic out there on the roadways, but we have an accident for folks over in 2nd Avenue, and it's right around Bates Street, so just watch for crews there. It looks a little slow as you travel through that intersection. And on the Parkway East on the inbound side, it's slowing in towards Swissvale. Parkway West to Parkway Center, we still have slow traffic approaching the Thornburg Bridge over on Steubenville Pike as you head down into Ingram, and then it clears out as you head down toward the West End. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Sunshine and 70, that's easy. Same tomorrow, next chance of rain, maybe a shower on Friday as a cold front approaches with a high of only 54, so seize the day. What a beautiful morning, and every Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour, Big K Morning Show, joined by Christine Sorensen Griffin. And you both, it was just a week ago when we found out early in the morning that your friend Ryan had a very special phone call.
Well, it's the greatness of Get Marty, quite frankly, and the greatness of having a wife who loves to make a difference. And we were able to team up with UPMC and get thousands of people to line up to donate kidneys, quite frankly.
Right. I mean, it's unbelievable to me how many people would be willing to give a part of their own body to a complete stranger. It's just incredible.
And the reason why we're doing this today is because I got accused of being selfish. And why does he get a kidney? What about my mother or my wife? And here's why. Ryan joins us this morning. Good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Are you still on cloud nine?
Oh, man, permanent smile. I got a permanent smile going here.
And well, what happens? What's the process with you? What happens to you now?
So I had an appointment yesterday for a CT scan of the abdomen. They're going to start lining up all kind of tests that are required in order to get the transplant surgery. So yesterday was one, and December 21st I have more. And in between then, I have like two or three more tests or just to make sure that everything's still a go for surgery and to, you know, mark all their checklist off so everything goes well January 5th.
Oh, that is so exciting. And so you don't know who this donor is for you, but a lot of people signed up to potentially be donors. Tell us what you learned about the next person on the list who had volunteered to donate a kidney to you.
So I got a call from a gentleman. Actually, I got a Facebook message, and he said he really wanted to be my donor. And he gave me his phone number, and we spoke. And he said, I really want to do this for you. Unfortunately, I am second on the list.
Wow.
So they were already working somebody up in front of him. And he said, I really want to do this for you, but it's also good news for you because someone's further along than I am. So, you know, I've been in touch with this gentleman, and he's been like an angel. Like, he has had so much information, such a great guy. And, you know, I just found out yesterday that a guy my age in my same community who has coached my kids needs a kidney transplant. And it just blew me away. We were lining the baseball field, and I immediately stopped when I found out, and I got on the phone, and I just started calling. I called Justin. He picked up the phone immediately, and I said, hey, listen, I have a guy who needs a kidney transplant. And he immediately said, let's go.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and the thing about Justin is that he's an O-positive blood type. It is very hard for O-positive to match. But O positive is a universal donor.
Oh.
So he can donate to anyone.
Mm.
And it's possible that once the guy who needs the kidney transplant gets cleared for a transplant, Justin is already cleared, and they do their match, which will take very quickly, he could possibly have a transplant before mine January 5th.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that amazing?
I'm curious, Ryan, again, what it was like when you're – family found out this was happening a week ago. I know it had to be an amazing moment.
Oh, my. It was phone calls and messages, you know, not a dry eye around. It was powerful.
What is it? Because I can't wrap my arms around it, because I don't know. If my wife needed a kidney, I would give it to her right now. but I don't know about a stranger. What is it that motivates someone to do something that insanely magnificent?
You know, it's the power of what we have inside. And I know that in the landscape that we live in right now, a lot of people seem selfish and seem, you know, standoffish, but the big part of the population is generous.
I agree with you.
Everyone has it in them.
I agree, Larry. Honey, you agree too, though, right?
Oh my gosh. Well, you just have to look at this and see it. I mean, what greater gift could you give?
That's right.
Ryan, congratulations.
Yeah, Larry, before we go, I had one thing. I promised my uncle that I would, you know, mention that he said hi to you. And I forgot to do it the last time, so I have to do it now. He's my uncle, Jimmy Barber.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No.
That is so Pittsburgh.
That's it.
Tell Doc I said hello.
Will do, guys.
Oh, thank you. That is just a great story. And now it's gotten even better because somebody else is going to get a kidney, too.
Paying it forward, brother.
That's incredible.
Man.
On the Big K Morning Show. It's 9:51, News Radio KDK, the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, and Christine Sorensen Griffin in studio. We were talking, Christine, about the divisiveness of elections. We had John Fetterman on yesterday, as you know, got the reaction to his appearance. You've heard from, and we will get Dr. Oz on, as we have talked to him in the past. But you've heard about this Herschel Walker Senate race that has gotten really ugly. And he has been somebody that's out there that he's pro-life and talked about being against abortion. And then people did some digging. And then his son, Christian, posted this short video, and it went viral to everywhere in America.
I stayed silent as the atrocities committed against my mom were downplayed. I stayed silent when it came out that my father, Herschel Walker, had all these random kids across the country, none of whom he raised. And you know my favorite issue to talk about is father absence. Surprise, because it affected me. That's why I talk about it all the time, because it affected me. Family values people. He has four kids, four different women, wasn't in the house raising one of them. He was out having sex with other women. Do you care about family values?
Gosh, Larry.
Oh, so sad.
How do you react to that, sweetheart? First of all, as a mom, and then as a wife, and as someone who reads the news for a living, how do you react to that?
Well, I just think of him as a son. You can hear the pain and the hurt. And, I mean, you know, it's hard because, of course, now, you know, this is very public.
Yeah.
And you just kind of wish that as a family, this, you know, they could take care of, you know, helping each other in private, and now it's very public. But I mean, obviously Herschel Walker's a very public person. This is now part of the campaign.
Well, he went on to say that they had to move six times because of fear of violence and threats, and they had to literally hide.
Threats by women against his dad.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Man, I just don't, Larry, we've talked about this, honey. I don't think it's worth it.
What's worth it?
Running for any office.
Oh, well, I mean,
here's what happened. In my opinion,
yeah.
He befriended Donald Trump, and Donald encouraged
him. You mean
him.
Herschel did?
Herschel Walker.
Yeah, Herschel Walker did. And
right, he did.
Because he came out in support of Donald Trump in the last election. And obviously, Donald Trump took to that because he's a very prominent name. And he said he used to have dinner at his house back in the day, and they were friends. And I think he was encouraged to say, hey, you should run for Senate. You never know, but man, that comes with a heavy price.
Well, and honestly, a lot of candidates, when they're selected, you know, they do a lot of digging to make sure there aren't things in their past that are going to come up and haunt them. And clearly, if, you know, this is true, then I mean,
when your son's saying it, though, it's a little more credible than just people throwing
absolutely
political barbs. And to that point, Army Captain Sean Parnell here was going to run for Congress. And then, because he was encouraged because Donald Trump said you'd be a good candidate. You know, then all of a sudden, and I've known Sean since he came back from Afghanistan. He wrote a book called Outlaw Platoon, detailing his time there. And
he's been destroyed.
Served our country. And
he's been destroyed.
Yeah.
Seriously. And
because of the
Because you know, what was private is now public.
Right.
Absolutely. And it's I wouldn't run for anything.
You've been asked to run for stuff.
Many times.
What would they want you to run for?
Congress.
U.S. Congress?
Uh-huh. I should run for president.
First lady.
Sorry to laugh, but.
My own wife.
First lady.
Larry, my own wife. Just Larry.
First lady, Christine.
Home of the $11,000 credit card bill.
Oh, it's back to that. And he's angry about this. This is the third time in an hour he's brought it up to you. All right, Christine. Well, we'll see you on KDK TV later.
Continue the therapy.
Kidsburg.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.